we are going to listen. Now, some of the things which are in the petition is not in the ambit of the committee, like the call for the reinstate of workers. We don't have that mandate. The issue of reinstating the board is also not in our mandate. We will deal, we said that we are going to listen to the petitioners, what they are saying, and then we are going to listen also to the implicated people. Now we'll try to listen as broad as we could. That's why we've called SASCOC, and I hope that SASCOC has received a copy of the petition so that they could see if there are things which they want to speak on which are reflected on the petition. And then from there, the committee will meet on its own at a later date to deliberate on these hearings and as to take a decision what kind of recommendations are we going to make. So that's how we started this whole thing of the petition. So we are still going to continue in that spirit and in that fashion. So can I give over to SASCOC? To SASCOC. Thanks, sir.
Acting Chairperson, Honourable Members, thank you very much for having us here. Let me from the outset, Acting Chairperson, make our position very clear. We will sit here and assist you as much as we possibly can. But the truth of the matter is that a petition in the nature of the one that you have received is normally not something that we should entertain. Because that petition, if you look at who signed and the signatories, it's flawed, and I'm from our side as SASCOC, we are very concerned to deal with a petition that is flawed as the one that you have in front of you. But out of respect, Acting Chair and Honourable Members, we felt that, you know, it may be in the interest of athletics that is now well on its road to recovery, that we should come and sit with you and see what it is that we need to do. But in terms of that particular piece of paper, the petition, we have a belief as SASCOC, not from our own, but mandated by our council, that it is not a petition that is legal. But, as I want to repeat this one, Honourable Members, that out of respect for this body, we felt that we should come and help this process bring it to finality. Thank you.
Thank you, President. I think, as I indicated, that the committee is going to meet on its own and look at all these things. Because some of individual members has picked up after we started with this thing that there are some issues. But because we started with it, there was no way that we could just abandon it. So we had to say that let's go with the process. And then when we meet as a committee, all those things are going to come up and we will deal with them. General, you have your hand up?
No.
Okay, thank you. So over to you, SASCOC. Thanks.
Chair, I'm Ajay Suklala, Chair of the Legal and Governance Committee at SASCOC. And I wish to afford the Acting Chair as well as members a history of this matter in respect of how SASCOC became involved in this matter and matters subsequent thereto. In about October 2009, after the Berlin Games, it came to the attention of SASCOC that there was something fundamentally wrong that occurred at the Berlin Games vis-a-vis to Caster Semenya, an athlete. As matters proceeded after the return of the contingent from Berlin, it became more and more heated, the discussions in the public domain about the Caster Semenya issue.
I'm sorry. The one issue which I don't want us to get into is the casus belli.
I'm just leading as a preface as to
I don't want us to open the casus belli.
Subsequent thereto, SASCOC decided that they need to have an investigation, which was chaired by an advocate, Michael Collins from Durban, and many of the role players in the Berlin Games were invited to make submissions during this investigative process by Mr. Collins. The role players included, amongst others, the then chair and president, Mr. Chuene, and various other stakeholders on the board of ASA at that time, as well as those team management and athletes that performed at during the Berlin game. Clearly, out of the investigative process, it was found that something was untoward in the state of affairs at ASA. And thereafter, in January 2010, SASCOC took it upon itself, after receiving a report from Mr. Collins, to have a full investigation, and they thereby took steps thereafter to suspend the ASA board and have a full investigation in terms of what needed to proceed forward. A member of the board of SASCOC, Mr. Ray Mali, was appointed as administrator to get to ASA and understand the nuts and bolts of the workings of that particular organization. Mr. Mali, in the first few weeks when he came to investigate the affairs of ASA and interviewed various staff members and various other suspended board members who were willing to testify, he found that there needed to be a full forensic audit into the state of affairs of ASA. And he reported to the SASCOC board, who subsequently indicated that the SASCOC will appoint external auditors to conduct a forensic audit into the state of ASA. Deloitte were appointed as the forensic auditors, and they commenced work in February of 2010. And subsequent thereto, they report, they served an interim draft report, but SASCOC took it upon itself to bide its time to allow Deloitte to undertake a full audit and come out with a final report, which came to hand around the middle of July 2010. SASCOC thereafter mandated its CEO and I to look at the Deloitte report and to pursue the recommendations as contained in that report. Subsequent thereto, in August 2010, it was decided that various of the stakeholders who were involved in the administration of ASA needed to face a disciplinary charge, and a charge sheet was duly drawn up. And that charge sheet, amongst others, in respect of suspended board members, Mrs. Chuene, Dlamini, and Kakata Mokonyana, they were asked to attend a hearing and answer the charge sheet as that was served upon them. In respect of the general manager at that time, Mr. Moleepo, and the PA to Mr. Chuene, they were also served with charge sheets as per the recommendations of the forensic audit. Matters proceeded afoot, although there were a lot of foot dragging by the respondents, and Mr. Norman Arons, ASC, was appointed to chair the disciplinary inquiries. In respect of the disciplinary inquiries of Mrs. Chuene, Maponyane, and Dr. Dlamini, they decided not to attend the disciplinary inquiry, but they made an application to the High Court in Johannesburg to interdict the inquiry, as well as to stop any further investigations, as they, amongst others, said that the administrator of ASA, as well as SASCOC, had no jurisdiction to interfere in the affairs of an organization. The matter was duly argued before Judge Soka in the Johannesburg High Court, and Judge Soka thereafter ruled that both SASCOC and Mr. Mali had locus standi to investigate the affairs of ASA, and hence the application was dismissed with such costs to be paid jointly by the three gentlemen. After repeated requests to the attorneys for the three suspended board members to attend a disciplinary inquiry. They decided not to in their further interest, and the matters proceeded, and witnesses were duly called, and in that period of the inquiry, Mr. Arunse had repeatedly requested the respondents to attend such inquiry, but through their attorneys they indicated that they were not going to attend such an inquiry. Thereafter, Mr. Arunse proceeded with the inquiry, and early this year he proceeded with issuing his findings in respect of inquiry, and the findings amongst others is that he found that Mrs. Chwena and Moponyani and Dr. Dlamini are immediately removed from the ASA board, its council, and the positions are declared vacant. The basis for the removal is to be found at clause 17.5.9 of the ASA constitution, would deal with the removal of the board, members of the board. Further, Mr. Chwena is barred from holding a position within athletics or any other code falling under SASCOC for at least 7 years. And in the event that Mr. Chwena wishes to return to the code of athletics or any other code falling under SASCOC within a shorter period, he may approach Athletics South Africa and or SASCOC to show cause why he should be allowed to return within such shorter period. In considering any possible return to athletics or any other code falling under SASCOC, ASA, the following must be considered. One, first, whether the legal costs incurred in the court cases and the arbitration have been paid either jointly or severally by any of the respondents. I must say that after the High Court matter in Johannesburg, the three respondents had moved to have this matter debated at arbitration, and that was chaired by the former Chief Justice of this country, Pius Langa, and Mr. Langa duly ruled that at such arbitration that SASCOC and Mr. Mali had the locus standi to discipline these members, and hence he also ruled that the cost of such arbitration must be paid by the three respondents. In respect of the cost thereof, these three gentlemen have failed to pay the High Court cost and the arbitration cost thus far. Secondly, in respect of Mr. Arons's findings, he found that Mr. Chwena should be required to pay back to Athletics South Africa and SASCOC monies illegally and unconstitutionally appropriated for his own private cause as detailed in the charge sheet, and in particular the staff loans, the double per diem payments received from the International Athletics Federation and Athletics South Africa, and the maintenance and insurance on the Mercedes-Benz motor car purchased by him for 1 rand from Athletics South Africa, and the corporate credit card cost incurred by him on the ASA credit card. And third, whether he has shown any remorse for his conduct which arises from the guilty finding in relation to the charges. Further, Mr. Kakata Moponyane is barred from Athletics or any other code under SASCOC for a period of 5 years, and Dr. Simon Dlamini is barred for a period of 3 years. The same terms and or conditions as highlighted in relation to the Mr. Chwena above applies to Mrs. Moponyane and Dr. Dlamini. Obviously, these are the findings of Mr. Arunse in respect of these three individuals. In respect of the suspended employees, I deal first with Umila Bogachu. She was served with a charge sheet. Ms. Bogachu was a PA to Mr. Chwena, and she decided after a lengthy intervention by her lawyers to say that she wished to resign from her position at ASA, and therefore one could not proceed with a disciplinary inquiry against her. She subsequently recanted after a few months and approached the CCMA to have another inquiry at further legal expense incurred by both SASCOC and the ASA administrator. At such CCMA inquiry, it was found that she had no leg to stand on, and such inquiry was disposed of. In respect of the other employee, the general manager, who was the so-called acting CEO of ASA, he has since September last year indulged in a lot of foot dragging together with his legal representatives, and as we sit here today, his inquiry will proceed later this month. His inquiry has been interspersed with him making the administrator from proceeding with an inquiry. He approached the labor court in Johannesburg, and the labor court dismissed his applications with cause. He then proceeded with the inquiry, and during the inquiry, he made up another application to the labor court in Johannesburg to interdict such inquiry. And on this occasion, the judge presiding at the labor court dismissed his application and indicated that he should pay the cost on an attorney-owned client scale because a punitive cost order was made against him because of his dalliance about approaching the courts and wasting their time. He has also approached the CCMA, and in July this year, the CCMA has ruled that they have no jurisdiction in the matter to hear this matter, and both SASCOC and the administrator were within the rights to bring disciplinary action. We have had, as I said, a number of hearings on behalf of Mr. Moloepo. Those hearings have been interspersed with a whole lot of delays and debates. The delays, his attorney or his advocate is, for various reasons, not available, be it they are either sick or the attorney in the case has, on a repeated occasion, stated he has been double booked and taken other work, especially in the Limpopo province. His advocate adopts the same thing. They, both the attorney and advocate have approached the labor court on behalf of the client. As I said, even with a punitive cost order, they still do a lot of foot dragging. However, we are hopeful by the end of this month, the chair of that inquiry, Mr. Raymond Hack, will find it within his purview to wrap up this inquiry and pass a recommendation in respect of Mr. Moloepo. That is the legal status insofar as the inquiry is concerned, and we'll take further questions thereon in respect of that matter. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. There is it. Questions of clarity onto this matter, as you indicated. We've got Donald Lee, we've got Mr. McGlue, we've got General, we've got Honorable Sugar, and all of them are honorables.
Thank you very, very much, Chairperson. Now, having read the report, now it makes dismal reading for sport in this country of ours, Chairperson. You know, I don't know Mr. Sam, but to me it makes dismal reading. You know, if sponsors, if these people, if they see these things, then you can understand why they don't really want to be involved and won't support sport. The point that I want to raise, thanks for raising the point that you have questions about this petition. It's questionable. I also question the petitioners and the petition. My point is, and I heard what our learned friend said there, that if Mr. Chiweni, he will be he won't be in athletics anymore, that's proper, and I think that is correct. Secondly, that if he doesn't, he has to pay costs. I think that is how it was ruled. Now, that to me is not really the point, the final point. The point really to me is, according to me as a layman, he made himself guilty of criminal things. And therefore, is it your mandate that you should then pursue Mr. Chiweni or anybody involved in this instance, whether they should be pursued criminally too? That's my question, Chairperson.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. We are going to, after this meeting, have in-depth discussions. But from what you've said in your opening remarks, makes me bluntly say that I've committed an error of judgment to agree to this process, simply because we've been given surety that we will call in all role players as far as this is concerned. I really hope that we will call upon the faceless people that haven't turned up here yet. I want two questions to ask the SASCOC Chairperson. One is, they've engaged in quite a number of court cases. Is there any indication that they can tell us how much money has been spent by them in terms of all these court cases and hearings, internal hearings. And then from what we also observe and read in the newspaper is that quite a number of the management of Athletic South Africa resigned before they were supposed to be disciplined. After the resignation, was there any effort from SASCOC or whatever role players that can be took action against them outside the normal procedure as far as the hearings are concerned? Thank you, Chair.
Honorable General,
Chairperson, acting, eh?
Yeah.
But the decisions don't act, they are binding. Mine is, I'm not ready to get involved into substantive argument. I'm not going to get involved into substantive arguments because I'm confused. Mine is more on procedural related matters. I would like you to clarify for me on this one. Maybe I missed it in previous sittings. The concerned people have petitioned the speaker. They didn't come directly to us as it's normally they do in the sport. Fine, that is their right. But where I have a problem is for us to accept to preside over this petition, because 9 out of 10 times all the issues contained in this petition, we were at one stage engaged with this process. And I don't think, therefore, this portfolio committee would do justice at the end of the day, would prejudice the whole case. You were here when these relevant players came down to present to us. You remember, Chene, he was sweating on that particular day, almost on everything, including the one you said we must not discuss it. That is Caster's Manya. But when I browse through here, it has been raised. So I think we will prejudice this case if we allow the portfolio committee to come back. It's worse when there are court decisions. So I rest my case.
Thank you. Kobel Suga.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let I appreciate the presentation made by SASCOC today, because it demystifies or clarifies our minds as we have been listening to other role players in terms of their submissions up to the point of Mr. Chwene. And I remember the last time when he was here, I asked him directly, where is the written submission for your submission to us? And unfortunately, it was not there. So in terms of the rules, you can make it. But nevertheless, Chairperson, I just want to check, because also I don't want also to, in line with the general saying, not to prejudice this case, because I am aware of the three organs of state and the respect that we need to accord to that, the prescripts of the law. Especially when there is an adjudication to the case, because also this committee would not like to compromise its integrity, especially when there is already. Because I asked also in the last meeting whether this case is not in a court of law. You will remember, members, I asked it specifically so that we don't conflate issues here. But nevertheless, I'm trying to bring in line with what we're discussing here, I want to make a submission to the chairperson and the committee. But before that, by prefacing it, to check whether the Department of Sport and Recreation, to what extent is it aware of the processes, not necessarily the substantive matters, but the processes thereof, so that the committee can be exonerated and give its way for this process to take its toll by allowing the department to manage this issue, and we as the committee oversee the department whether it has played its role by assisting the process to rest to its finality. Because where it is curious, of curious nature, you've got an existing structure of ASA, whilst we are dealing in 2010 terms the legacy of that, and either positive or negative. So, Chairperson, can I, before I make a firm proposal, was the Department of Sport and Recreation involved in this? Are they aware to the extent of the outcome, so that we re-channel this issue, so that we are not being compromised as this committee by interfering or rewinding the progress that has been made? If that is the case, then I will make a firm proposal, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair and honorable members. Let me answer directly to honorable member Suka. This process started here in Cape Town at the office and residence of former Minister Stofile. It ended in the office of Mr. Fikile Mbalula. So all along the way, Department of Sport and Recreation has been involved. At no point, even before we went public on any outcome of a judgment, the minister the night before was informed. We kept them totally informed. It is for that reason that the minister, the current minister, Mr. Fikile Mbalula, came to our council meeting in East London and made it very clear to all our federation, this department and SASCOC are not dispute resolution bodies. We are here to run sport. Precisely because he had the hindsight of information that had been given to him. So, honorable member Suka, yes to your question.
I just want to assist the SASCOC leadership. We would be convinced if your answer was saying, yes, we did sit with the accounting officer of the Department of Sport, and indeed we exchanged memorandums on this issue. We've got copies. I'm uncomfortable when you just refer to, confine this to political heads of the department. So if at least there was a memorandum submitted by yourselves to the DG, and then the department, through its channel, up to the minister, take a view on this. I think that's what he wants to know. But if you are going to tell us you had coffee with the minister, to us that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, we can correct that. The late DG, Mr. Vernie Peterson, was with us, memorandum, you can ask our CEO to give you, to let you have copies of that. Now that was done, honorable member.
You see, the issue, as I said in my opening remarks, that hence that there was an agreement that we're going to listen. Now SASCOC is the last people to listen to. And then we close it, we meet as a committee and pick up all these things. For instance, the things which have been raised by Mr. McGlure, the faceless people and what have you. Some of these things, as Mr. Lee also says, that we picked up some irregularities with this thing. We didn't pick them up immediately. You see? And then we were discussing on ourselves, but they said that, yes, that at the end of the day, we are going to meet as a committee. These are the issues which we are going to speak to. And from there, we take a decision that what do we why are we involved? Well, but if this petition was referred to the committee by the acting speaker, saying that here is it, and we decided that we are going to have public hearings. Unfortunately, we could not call everybody, because as you can see in the petition, there's only signatures. There's no one who will miss with a contact number. So there are people whom we could not contact, the petitioners. Now there are some of these who were here, like Ombambani, who made their oral submissions and what have you. We are going to deal with those things. But as you say that, even the issue of the department, at the end of the day, this committee will have to take a decision. Department, what was the role in this? Minister, and those are the recommendations which he intends to do, to say that this is it. I hope I clarify. You want to say something, sir?
Chairperson, I agree fully with you, except to say that my proposal would be in line with what you are saying. Let's take the matter to where it belongs.
Yes.
Because, look, we are not able to probe substantive matters.
Yes.
The question of the fines, how far are they, and all that, is not our jurisdiction.
Yes.
That is why we are very limited with our questioning. We can ask it the whole day, but I'm saying, Chair, in your thinking, I concur that let's refer the matter to where it belongs, and then what we can do as a committee is to ask the progress report from the department so that this matter is laid to rest, so that it's not a boil coming back in the future. Thank you.
Do you want to say something? Because I want to close this matter now. Because I don't want us to have.
I want to respond to Mr. Lee's question.
What's your question? Can you just repeat it so that? But can't you repeat it just for the sake of progress?
My question was, how much money did SASCOC spend on all these court cases? And then the other one was there any effort from the body to charge these people outside the normal procedure within the...
You want to respond now? Okay.
In respect of Mr. Lee's question, the first question, when this disciplinary inquiry progressed and Mr. Aronsa gave his findings, we then approached Mr. Simelane, the head of the NPA, and he then instructed the South African Police Service to open a criminal docket. That docket is now open. There's a criminal investigations underway pursuant to this disciplinary inquiry in respect of Mrs. Chwene Maponyani and Dr. Dlamini, as well as the suspended officials, the general manager, Mr. Mole Epo, as well as Ms. Bogacha. In respect of the maladministration that was found at ASA at that time, the matter has now been referred to the South African Revenue Service, and they have been investigating this matter. So both the criminal investigation as well as tax evasion investigations by the respective authorities are ongoing. In respect of one other matter, although you said I should not debate on the Caster Semenya saga, it came out as a recommendation of Mr. Aronsa that a gentleman who currently sits on the board of Athletic South Africa, Mr. Arno Molerda, he released a blog which caused the entire furor in South Africa, and it was found that Mr. Molerda was found to have been very dismissive of this entire Semenya saga. As a result, he was formally suspended by SASCOC, and he is now facing a disciplinary inquiry in respect of his role around the release of this blog. He's obviously opposing the matter, and that inquiry is being chaired by Mr. Raymond Hack, and that's also underway. In respect of the cost factor, I'll ask the CEO of SASCOC to respond.
Thank you. Honorable members, unfortunately, it's cost us approximately in the region of about 6 million rand on this case. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I think that we've reached this point to say that thank you, SASCOC, for coming to the committee and to brief us. We close this matter with you. The committee is going to meet on its own to deliberate on these issues, and all these other concerns which were raised, we are going to take them out there. Can you agree to that? Donald Lee, you sit as if you've lost somebody whom you love. Sorry.
You know,
no, I don't want us to drag this thing, Donald.
No, I really
because,
don't.
Because my one fear is that I don't want us to get into this disciplinary
Chairperson,
and all these other things.
Chairperson, just give me an opportunity. You see, I didn't really want to start this thing. At the beginning, Chairperson, I didn't want to start. Now we talk about compromising all these things. We compromised the whole bloody situation when we started with this investigation, Chair. That we are to blame for it. So,
yeah.
But you know, okay, I think Sascock said what they wanted to say. I heard a few things there, Chairperson, things that I am very, very positive about. And perhaps now we can, will it be without the press, with only in committee, or how are we going to discuss it, Chairperson?
What is it? Yeah. On that note, thank you, Sascock. And thank you for traveling and respecting and coming to this committee. We are going to interact with you further around other issues concerning sport. Today we've called you only for the petition issue, and we want to thank you so much for that. And thank you also, members. The meeting is closed. Say vala.
Can I just...
When I say I close the meeting, then you can't come in.
No, it's not about this. No, Chairperson,
this is not Eastern Cape, Sugar, please.
Chairperson, did you assist us all?
Come.
No, outside is just this thing of the 21st the awards. Can we talk about that as the committee, not necessarily Sascock Mkhambi?
Yeah, no, Chief, the committee can remain and talk about this. It is its own thing, Chief. Because, you know, these people, I don't know, General, the calls which I got from members just about this awards thing. Comrades are not asking me about transformation things and all this. It's only about awards. Thank you.
Thanks,
what?
Yes, what?
I cannot. I don't know.